Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We've got a woman named Alana on the phone, which is a name I love.
I really do. I thought that when you said it.
Yeah. It's a nice name. Alana.
Alana.
And apparently she went out with a guy named Marco, which is a name I don't love.
Why don't you like Marco?
I had a bad experience when I was 11 years old involving a swimming pool and a bad game of Marco Polo.
I see.
I don't want to get into details of what happened, but now whenever I hear Marco, I get triggered.
Yeah.
We're here.
Keep your eyes open.
Okay, well, maybe you guys want to like scoot away from me. Jose, you're a little bit close because if I hear the name, I might freak out. Anyway, Alana, tell us about this guy. I don't want to say his name.
The M word.
How'd you meet him?
We met online, actually, and I had a great time chatting with him before we met. I was really excited to meet him. I will say I'm kind of recently single after a long-term relationship that I had just gotten out of.
Well, it's good that you were excited to meet him. It's not so good to go on a date that you're scared to meet somebody, so you're off to a good start already.
True.
But honestly, like, excitement is not that normal these days.
Isn't
usually
it?
You're just going out because you need to go out because you're single.
Like, most of the time, if I'm on a date, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, what had you so excited about Marco?
We just totally hit it off in texting conversations. Now, you can tell with someone when you're texting if the vibe is there or if it's not.
Oh, for sure.
Great. Totally. There's definitely text chemistry. That's a thing.
Yeah, and he's a little bit older, so that was the only thing that I was, like, a little bit apprehensive about. But I figured, let's just go on the date and see, and I'm so glad that I did because I wasn't concerned about that at all.
That's good.
Yeah.
What is your guys' age difference, can I ask?
It's about 10 years.
Okay.
But yeah.
That's fine.
Not even crazy.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
So what did you guys do?
So we actually rode scooters out of the city. It was his idea.
Oh, fun.
Cool.
Yeah, I thought that was a great idea. It's something I had never done. We found a cool little diner. And I had a meal that I've never had before. I had chicken fried steak.
Oh, you've never
Welcome
had
to
it?
The country, girl.
It's so good.
I figured when in Rome, right?
Yeah. When in Rome.
Interesting.
Eat anything covered with gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was just a really easygoing, kind of no pressure date. We talked about things that we shared in common. He actually really likes wine, and so do I. It's like a hobby of mine, and we bonded over that. And
I love that wine can be a hobby.
It can. I mean, there's a lot difference between like my being able to drink box wine, fine with that, and someone who is like, actually really into tasting.
They'll talk to you about the bricks of the wine and the texture.
The fingers, I don't know.
Can Jaeger bombs be a hobby?
No,
it cannot.
Oh, okay.
No, that all tastes the same.
I'm gonna cross that one off the list.
Terrible.
All right, so you guys bonded over wine.
So long story short, we ended up back at his place, and I will say I did spend the night.
Okay.
Nice.
And I hope you say that with a smile on your face.
Yes, we had a great time.
Yeah,
and
you did.
Oh, Lord.
I am really looking forward to hopefully seeing him again. But the thing is that he doesn't answer texts like right away. And I've been texting him, and I will get a text back from him. Like, sometimes it'll be that same day, like in the evening. Sometimes it'll be a whole day that goes by, like the next day he'll respond.
Which is a huge change, right? Because before there was a lot of back and forth.
Yeah. So my issue is that it just doesn't seem like he is wanting to hang out again. It doesn't seem like he's pursuing me whatsoever. Mm-hmm. He's there. Like, he hasn't said, oh, I'm not interested. So I just want to know, like, what's going on.
Was there anything that's running through your mind that you think may have gone wrong on the date?
The only thing that I was kind of like, oh, shoot, this is weird. I ate my food so quickly. Maybe just we had scootered for so long and I was so hungry. And then
you've never had chicken fried steak before. You're like, holy cow, my life has changed.
I eat fast
so
too.
I kind of ate the whole thing and I finished, like, he still had about half of his food left.
Oh, dang. Like, speed eater.
But I think that men actually like that. Men like a woman with a real appetite. And
you could fit a whole steak in your mouth at once. That's hot.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about, like, I need to take my time eating. Like, I was just living in the moment and having a good time, and so I just was eating fast.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't want to go out with a guy who judges how much you eat anyway.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm curious.
I mean, it is strange because you guys spent so much time together, too.
Yeah.
Was anything weird the next morning?
No, honestly, it wasn't. You know, I did have to leave to go to work, so I had a legitimate reason why I needed to, leave. But, it wasn't awkward at all.
Huh. Okay, well, weird. Before we play a song, first, what wine would you recommend with a chicken fried steak?
Ooh. Maybe like a white wine, I would think. Like nothing too heavy because the steak is so fried and heavy. Okay. You would want something to like balance it out.
Maybe something fruity to go with the saltiness. Yeah.
I like it. All right. We're going to go buy some wines online. We're going to play a song. We'll come back and then we'll call, you know.
Marco.
We're going to call him. Get your second date update after this. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're talking with one of our listeners, Alana. She went out with a guy that she met online recently. And even though he was 10 years older, they still connected.
Yeah.
And they went on a scooter ride into the country together, enjoyed some chicken fried steak. She did say that she ate hers pretty fast and was worried it may have been a little bit of a turnoff.
Oh, you hungry, girl?
But it wasn't so much of a turnoff because they did end up spending the night together.
Totally.
Yeah.
But after that, he's not calling her back. Mm-hmm. So she's wondering why that is.
Well, I mean, yeah, he is messaging me back. It just is taking him a long time.
Oh, okay. Are you just age shaming him because he's not good with technology? Is that what you're saying?
He was texting her back quick, and now he's not.
He's 10 years older. Well, he's not a senior citizen.
I don't know. It makes a big difference sometimes. Well, I guess we're going to call...
His name Marco.
Marco. Oh, yeah. We're going to call Marco. Sorry, and we'll see what the deal is. Are you ready, Ilana?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Marco, please?
Yeah, this is Marco.
Hi, Marco. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Do you have a moment to talk with us?
What's this about?
This is about a segment that we do called a second date update. Have you ever heard of that before, or are you familiar with our show at all?
I mean, I might have. How'd you get my number, though?
Well, somebody emailed us about you because you went on a date with them, and they had a really good time with you, and afterwards, you've been kind of slow to get back in touch with them.
Okay.
Her name is Alana.
So she messaged you about me?
Whoa. It's not a good vibe there, Marco.
Yeah. And she told us what you guys did when you were hanging out together, and she had glowing reviews, really.
I got to say, A+ for date planning. I mean, we heard about the scooter, the countryside, the chicken fried steak. What girl wouldn't swoon?
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
You seem like you're busy, bro.
Not as excited as I am about your date.
I mean, you even spent the night with this woman, so...
She told you that?
Yeah. Is that not true?
No, it's true. I just... this is on the radio.
I mean, it's kind of an important fact, right? She's not ashamed by spending the night with you. She thought that you guys really connected, that you had a really good time together.
Don't you feel like you owe her an explanation for why you're not getting in touch with her?
I've been in touch with her.
But not the same.
Yeah, I mean, even your reaction when we said her name wasn't great.
Yeah.
This is on me. I don't even know how to tell her this.
Oh my God, are you in a relationship?
No, nothing like that. I should have done my due diligence beforehand, but I was checking out some of her social media afterwards, and I made a connection that didn't sit right with me.
What do you mean?
A connection?
So, it's going to sound bad, however I phrase it. I knew her dad, and I didn't know that I knew her dad when we went out.
Oh my God, she said that you were 10 years older. Are you actually older than 10 years older than her?
She said that I said I was 10 years older? Because I never said that.
She just guessed.
She was like 10 years older. Yeah.
How much older are you?
More than 10.
Oh my God.
Wait.
So what's the connection to her dad then?
Are you like buddies with her dad?
Her dad used to be my boss for a little bit.
What?
Sorry, that's kind of cool, right?
He was your boss?
Well, he was my boss for like a year. He hired me for a job. Well, like when she was born, my boss had handed out cigars.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, God.
You, like, basically went to her baby shower.
Oh, no.
Shut
up. It is not cool anymore. Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
oh, my God.
I get it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You must look so good for your age.
Thank you. Yeah, I basically worked for, like, a year looking at her baby photos.
Oh, now I get it, dude. Okay. Now I get it. Oh, no.
And I had no idea. I never put the name together. And once I went online, yeah, it just kind of clicked into place. And now I feel really...
dirty.
Yeah.
You're dirty. Oh, you're a dude. Dirty boy.
Yeah, it's kind of like your Uncle Marco.
Yeah.
Oh, no! Don't say that, bro!
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, it's not a family creep out. It's just kind of like...
It's weird.
Yeah. I totally get it. If you would have never been there, it's not a big deal. But the fact that you were there is a huge deal.
Well, I don't want to make things more awkward for
my
you.
God,
but
I forgot about this part.
I need to tell you, Marco, that Alana's been on the other line listening and she heard everything that she said.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, my God.
Speechless. I had no idea, first of all, and what a crazy connection. Like, what a crazy world.
Right?
Do you... Oh, God, this is so awkward.
Yeah, it really is. I can totally understand, like, why you're kind of weirded out by it, and I guess I am... But I'm glad that it's not because, like, I did something wrong, but I totally understand. I totally understand. This is the most uncomfortable thing.
I mean, I don't know if you remember having a toy elephant, but...
Oh, my God.
Why are you bringing it up?
Oh, my God. No, it has to stop. It has to stop.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Why are you bringing up an elephant, dude?
Wait, did you give her an elephant when she was a baby?
I gave her father an elephant when she was a baby.
Oh, my God. And it was, like, my favorite toy.
Oh, no.
Look at that.
No.
You guys had similar interests right from the beginning.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead. This is too much.
What was the elephant's name?
No, don't even. Who cares, Jeff?
I don't know. She couldn't talk.
God.
Okay, this is too weird. This is too much.
Dude, this
okay,
is
wait,
like
hold on though. Let's take a deep breath here. Okay?
I need one too.
Let's take a deep breath. Yes, it's weird, but it's not like you babysat her or changed her diapers or anything. Like, you never even met her as a baby. You just saw pictures.
I mean, technically, I held her once when.
No.
Wait, what?
Well, Dad brought her to the office one time.
Yeah, hold the baby.
You held her as a newborn?
Oh, my God.
That sounds real bad
when
you
put it that way.
And you held her as an adult.
Stop it.
No. I can't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wait, are you not attracted to him anymore?
Why are you even asking? There's no more questions.
She's from Idaho. She doesn't get it. This isn't even bad where she's from.
Maybe we can just, like, agree to be friends. I totally get it.
Well, I understand your sentiment, but I'm legally obligated to ask.
It's not a legal thing.
Yes, it is. Would you like to go on another date with Alana, Marco? We will pay for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. I'd rather you pay for the hot water bill for all the showers I'm going to need.
You guys have a lot more in common. Maybe you could show up to the family reunion, see your dad again.
Oh, my God.
No.
Just like old times.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we cleared that up.
Oh, me too.
So
I'm glad you're glad. I floated away.
Marco's like, actually, I kind of like baby talk.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I feel like we're bad people now.
Can we take Brooke's mic off?
I'm just kidding. It's just a joke. Come on, lighten up.
Well, I'm not even sorry that we're not doing a second date on this one.
No.
But I don't know. Who knows? Maybe there's a booty call in your guys' future.
Oh, my God.
You never know what happens when you get drunk. You know that wine. She loves her wine. Moving 92.5.